Blog Talk Radio.
I don't want to be called the Hood anymore.
So what do you want to be called?
You want to know what people say about you.
Most people fail to see the real me.
The city still needs saving.
It needs a hero.
When I put on the hood, it's kill or be killed.
You'll never be a hero to them.
As long as the city is safe.
Arrow, Wednesdays at 8, 7 central on the CW.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years on a hellish island, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. But to do so, I can't be the killer I once was. To honor my friend's memory, I must be someone else. I must be something else.
And hello, party people. Yes, this is the Arrow Talk Podcast. Welcome on this lovely March the 7th, 2014. We will be talking about The Promise. And boy, was that promise kept. I want to thank the people who have been following us on Twitter. Thank you guys so much for your positive messages. Really appreciate you guys listening. And also on YouTube, I got a couple little emails on that, so I don't know. It's weird because I haven't put it on YouTube yet, so maybe someone did. Kind of scary. Okay, and also our Facebook followers, thank you guys so much. If you guys haven't followed us on Facebook, please go to facebook.com/arrowtalk and join in on that little community there, and that way you could get instant updates on upcoming Arrow events and rumors and spoilers and all that good stuff. All right, let's get to the phone so we can start talking about The Promise. Let's see, from area code 239, who is this?
Matt from Florida. Hey, Zeus, I almost had a heart attack before every commercial.
Seriously, the way they just left you on the cliffhanger.
Yes, and every freaking commercial. It was really exhilarating. I mean, how epic was the entire episode itself? I had no problem with it.
Matt, say it with me. After right before the commercial comes out, say it with me. Dun dun dun.
Oh yeah. Dun dun dun. I mean, like before the first commercial, I go like, what? Like, wait,
do
Oliver.
It. Do the sound. Do the sound.
Da, da, da.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's see who else is on the phone with you, Matt. Let's see. Area code 772. Welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I'm watching it right now on my DVR.
Oh, now, well, that's cool. You can give us, like, live commentary.
I just started watching it. I've seen it on Thursday, but I've forgotten a little bit of it, so I'm just refreshing myself. You're right about the action.
No worries. Awesome. From area code 951, who is this?
This is Regina.
Hey! Regina, welcome back.
Yeah. Hi. Hello.
She's woken up.
Oh, God, I'm so tired. I get up at 5 in the morning now, so it's like, oh my gosh.
I feel bad. Thank you. I hope you have tomorrow off at least.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't. Okay.
That's why I haven't called in, because I work every morning, too. So.
Well, I saw your tweet, and I definitely retweeted it, so thank you so much for letting us know that you're going to drop by. And hey, if you need to go early, okay? Because you need your beauty sleep.
I know.
All right, let's see. From area code 432, welcome to the Arrow Talk Podcast.
What's up, dudes and dudettes? It's Joe from Krypton, bros.
What's up? You sound a little Californian there, Joe.
I know. I'm messing around, man. I'm just joking. What's up, guys? How's everyone doing?
There he is. What's up, sir?
It was a dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go look for that sound bite, and then I'm going to play it each time someone says something really cool. I'm going to play it. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, you definitely should, man. What a great episode it was.
Oh, awesome. Really good. Really good. Awesome. Hey, we have another caller from 951. No, I guess
not.
Okay. I guess that's a little computer glitch here. All right, cool. So everybody's on the line. If you are listening live right now, call in 914-338-1036. You do not have to be an expert on Arrow. Heck, I'm not. I admit it. So don't feel shy if you don't know everything and anything about Arrow. Come on. Join the conversation as we discuss our favorite TV show. Okay. So, Matt from Florida, I'm going to go to you first, sir. Give us your high moments in this week's episode of The Promise. Give us your favorite scene in tonight's episode.
The entire episode itself, because I was
alone watching. Oh, that's huge.
The entire episode. I was like a total geek, Kevin. And Joe, I hope you're hearing me. I felt like I was about to have a heart attack before every commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did read
I'm
that.
With you,
I'm
with you, man.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get back with you, man. My keyboard's all messed up. I can only tweet a certain way. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
A certain way. Sounds mysterious.
Yeah, my keyboard's actually messed up, and I can only tweet using Siri, and it won't let me use the at symbol to tweet at people. You know what I mean? Yeah, it really sucks, man. Really
trippy,
sucks.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Matt, for letting us know that the entire episode is your favorite scene in the episode The Promise.
One word, amazing.
Yeah. All right, Mary Beth, I know you're still watching it, but at any moments that you might say, hey, I kind of like that scene.
Well, I thought towards the end there, I thought that they should have shot him and killed him when they had the chance. The slain guy, when he's outside the house.
Yeah, and I wonder who knocked out Diggle.
I was trying to figure out who knocked him out.
I know.
Who knocked him out?
Somebody's working for him or working with him.
Do you think it's the League of Shadows?
I don't know. Could be.
Because he's the Suicide Squad is the next episode, March 19th.
Yes, March 19th for the next episode. All right, let's go to you, Regina. It's really great that you called in. I know this might be like a one-time deal, but thank you. Give us your thoughts. What was your favorite scene in tonight's episode, The Promise?
I have to go with Matt. I liked the whole episode. But, you know, Slade drives one bitching car, I tell you that. I was like, whoa. I liked the car at the end.
That was cool.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was like,
these episodes are starting to look like mini movies now.
I know.
Yeah. We needed to watch that last night's episode together in the IMAX theater.
There
we
you
all
go. Decent. Boom.
Having soda, popcorn, and candy, yelling.
That's a big pusher on IMAX. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton.
Man, the whole episode was a thrill ride. It was a fantastic episode. But I
all
have
these
to say,
twists and turns and
And I'm right there with Matt. You know, every commercial was like, oh Jesus! I swear there was like six commercial breaks and it never happened. I was like, what the heck's going on? But my favorite moment probably.
I mean, when they left off on the face of Sarah as she's describing Slade, and it's just a close-up, and it's like, I'm waiting, like, and then we go to the commercial. I'm like, what?
Yeah. I think my favorite moment, though, is whenever Sarah hears Slade and Thea talking, and she's like, wait, I recognize that voice. Everybody gets kind of still, like, holy crap, what's going on? It was like, oh, you know, I can't cuss on this podcast, but I was like, holy crap.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I mean.
Very awesome moment.
It's very awesome moment and really well put together there, sir. I highly agree with all of you. I think we're in unison on this one. Definitely a big, big episode to take in, and it's just like, it's just the beginning. It's still just the beginning. We're not even at the end yet. And we see the formation of the Arrow costume as Slade and Oliver mount up, you know, get ready for some action towards the boat. And then Slade, of course, pulls out his own mask. If you guys remember back in season one, he mentioned that his partner and himself wore the same mask. So we know what happened with his partner. So now we know that Slade is the official taker of that mask. Now, I'm really excited about this episode as well as to the reason why we finally get to see Roy coming back. Seriously, where was he? And how cool was it where he's holding up the bow? Mary Beth, give us your thoughts when you saw that. He's shirtless. Come on.
I was a little shocking there for a minute. I was like, what's going on here? He has been off for a while.
Yeah.
So I guess he was.
I thought he was in a coma with Barry Allen.
Yeah, I did too. And another thing I thought was so directed this that made it so well, too. The directors are always good. Glenn Winter directed this, who also directed a lot of Smallville stuff.
Oh, great. Vancouver's really small, but a lot of people get to work on different projects. All right, let's go to Regina. Regina, your thoughts about having the cast back. We got to see Thea, Mara, Roy, Sarah, Felicity, Diggle. You know, it's like they pulled them all out. All we needed, the cherry on top would have been Oliver's stepdad. Boom.
Well, yeah. Roy definitely worked out. I mean, he's huge.
Is Roy growing on you as a character?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean,
I
can't wait till they actually give him a costume, you know? I'm waiting.
Yeah, but you notice he still wears the what?
Yeah,
the what?
The hood, the red hood.
The what?
The red hood.
So
yeah.
I wonder once Oliver approves his training, he's going to be like, all right, I got something for you. Because every time I see you, you're wearing that red hood. So, of course, he's going to make him a red costume. I can't wait. I mean, what do you think?
I can't
do you
wait
think
to see it.
The final training, the final group up, fighting together for the first time. Do you think it might happen this season? Let's go around the room, rapid fire, from Joe from Krypton.
What
yes, no.
I didn't even hear the question.
I said the question was, do you think we'll see the two fighting back to back? You know, as partners.
Yes.
Speedy
yes,
and Arrow?
For sure, yes.
Okay, you think it's going to be this season. Okay, all right, let's go to you, Regina. Your thoughts?
I think it's going to be a cliffhanger at the end. I think we have to wait till next season.
Oh, not another dun, dun, dun. All right, Mary Beth, do you think it's going to happen? The final group up, the dynamic duel?
I think it could happen, yes, definitely. But like I said, what Regina said, it could be a cliffhanger. We don't know what really is going to happen.
Yeah. Would you be mad if they did that as a cliffhanger where you have to wait all summer?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I would. I'm like, you can't just tease me like that.
Yeah, like a 6-month break,
like
man. That's too long.
Are.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that summer break. At least there's Comic-Con in between, but, man, that summer break kills me.
Well, we even had a break with the Olympics this year, too. They cut off a lot of the shows.
Yeah.
The Olympics are on for TV.
That's true.
And then for the break.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
We're like, blowing up everything.
Yeah. All right, back from Florida. Do you think that dynamic duel will happen at the end of the season? Do you think Roy will fulfill his training?
Yes, and if you saw that new 3-minute preview of the upcoming episodes, you see them all, Canary, Roy, and Oliver in a group about to take down Slade. And he goes, what are you going to do, kill me? And Oliver's saying, I'm going to make sure he stays dead.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, but he didn't wear his costume yet.
After the episode Deathstroke.
Yeah, no, but I think the official saying that, wow, it started, you know, Roy is now the official, he has to have his own costume. If he's still wearing that hoodie,
yeah,
it still doesn't count. It's official when you have a costume. And then maybe with the Birds of Prey coming in, they might help him out with the costume. I'm just saying.
The Huntress. I read that Black Canary and Huntress get to a big cat fight.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. And from area code 469, welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast, where we are on every Friday night, p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
like I didn't know. Hi.
Dude, what I got to deal with? who is this? For those who don't know, who is this? Chris from Gandor, yes.
Yeah.
Welcome back, sir. What an introduction. All right, Chris. So we're wrapping it up. Do you think we'll see the dynamic duel, Speedy and Green Arrow back, you know, fighting together?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. We need to see that before the season over. I think we kinda deserve it, you know. We've been waiting for it too long.
And then, of course, Roy is Mr. Invincible. I mean, does he have a weakness now? Anyone?
Well, he can get beat up, I guess. I mean, we're going to see what Slade going to do to him. So.
Yeah, Slade, even though they both have the Mirakuru, Slade's still way stronger than Roy. Man, he definitely
Just body-wise. I mean, look at their frame.
Yeah.
Did you see that handshake that he gave to Oliver when he saw him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. That was
insane.
I thought
they were
going to
break
like...
each other's wrists.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun. All right.
That should be a new podcast name.
There you go. All right. So back to the promise. Now, of course, the title definitely fits in this episode, as we hear Slade telling Oliver that he kept his promise to come back and fulfill it. And you know what that means. Pretty much lights out Oliver and family, as he pretty much threatened Oliver. The cameras. I mean, when they were showing all the, it's almost like the usual suspect when they do the reveal of all his little moves in the gallery, on the model of the boat, the walls, the walkway. Okay, I get it. You know, it is, you know, his little surveillance, but it just looked way too obvious, that little black square everywhere. And you don't think Oliver caught him? I mean, Oliver must have watched him like a hawk. Let's go to you, Mary Beth. What do you think?
I didn't realize until the end that he had put those things in there. I didn't pay attention to that. I didn't know until I had no idea. He did it very well. But Arrow is so smart and so keen, I'm surprised he didn't catch him. But it surprised me at the end, which was good. I hate like surprises. I hate to guess on things and, you know, ruin before it happens. But that was good. I had no idea he was doing it. I know he was looking around a lot, but I never thought he would do that. But Arrow should have seen that. I mean, he's pretty keen. That was a surprise for me. But I'm glad. He's really careful. What he does. If he doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I'm just wondering if
what the heck?
Yeah, that was my ringer. Regina, point me out, won't you? I'm sorry, Mary Beth. Go ahead.
Those little cameras were a little big, in my opinion. Everybody should have caught
them. A little
them.
Obvious.
Like,
you don't think Oliver's going to be like, why is there a big red, a black box on my model of my ship?
Yeah. I mean, it was just too obvious.
Yeah.
That was a little corny there.
It was. Chris from Candor, do you think it was a little obvious? Like, yeah, I now see I mean, inside your house.
I know. I mean, I think it was obvious. I mean, I don't know why he didn't ask me that, you know, and being who he is, you know. And I think Felicity is the one who's going to find out about the cameras. And
I hope so. And she better pick up on that. If she had thermal, what was it, thermal heat inside the house? Remember how she was tracking them?
Yeah.
What was it? You guys help me out.
The thermal scan thing, yeah.
So, yeah. She has to detect little bugs. I mean, wouldn't that be the one place to always scan?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think so, yeah. Definitely for security purposes. All right, now, if you were the editor and you had to cut out of the scene, Matt from Florida, I'm talking to you, what would you cut out?
No scenes at all. I was perfectly content and happy with it.
All right. Look at that. All-star. All right. Mary Beth, you're the editor. They say, here you go, Mary Beth. Cut out one scene if it doesn't work in this episode.
It's kind of hard for me to pick anything on there. Like I said, I don't know. I'm just wondering how long they're going to keep going back to the island. I mean, I got to get them right.
Mary Beth already wants to get off the island.
No, I'm just saying they keep going back and forth.
Well, Mary Beth, let me tell you this, Mary Beth. The writers are following our Arrow Talk on Twitter account. They're following us. So, hey, you never know. They might be downloading or not, but
okay.
You just never know. So tell them right now. Talk to the writers right now. Here you go, Mary Beth.
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying they're creative, that they can come up with two sets of stories at the same time. The back left and the front, what's going on now. That's what I'm talking about. That's clever. How they can go back.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
All right. Gotcha. All right, Regina?
Probably the scene with the cameras. Or maybe
yeah,
they did that
it was
for
a little
us,
corny.
So we couldn't see them. You know, I mean, it was just too obvious for me.
Yeah, way
kind of
obvious.
It. Well,
yeah, way obvious. And I'm like, come on, Oliver didn't catch one little square.
I know, he was watching him like every move.
Yeah.
Of his. I mean,
of course. Like remember the one time Slade looked away, Oliver almost stabbed him in the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean,
so there you go.
Every
you're
arm
telling me Oliver's not watching him?
Yeah.
Him
I love that scene, though. I was kind of like, dun, dun, dun. Right, Matt?
Right, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
There you go. All right, cool. Well, let's open up the floor. You guys were really great talking about The Promise, but now is the time to open the floor. Any questions? Did anyone miss Laurel? Anyone?
No.
No.
No. Joe?
I missed the
Chris?
Dad, though.
No,
yeah.
I
like the dad a lot.
Hello?
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 Go, Joe. We're waiting.
Oh, well, you guys started talking, so I was letting you guys talk.
We stopped.
I didn't miss her. I just, I think she's going to get better as the season goes on, and probably in the next season she'll be a better character. So yeah.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. Well, they gotta find something for her because right now that character is one of those. It's one of those. What really turned on us was
you gotta understand. I mean, she's going through a hard time.
Lana Lang.
I mean,
she's falling in the Lana Lang category towards the end
yeah.
of Smallville, and that's
yeah.
quick because we're just in season two.
Mm-hmm.
And we already want her to just go away. Maybe she'll move with her mom and go for a while. Or do you think Laurel will be the crossover character for the new Flash series? Do you think so? I don't know.
Maybe.
Nah, I doubt it.
Maybe? Okay. Maybe not. All right. Okay. Floor's open. Chris from Candor, go ahead.
I liked the episode. I think it was really great. And Jesse was too slow. I think they would pick up the pace from the island and from the present time. And I think the whole show was the house and the island. You know, I would like to know more.
Yeah.
It was a little slow, but I did like it. I loved it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, I mean, imagine how much they spent on just the special effects. Because, you know, they didn't have no boat out there in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Joe from Krypton. The floor is yours, sir. Or maybe not. Regina, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I loved the episode. I missed Felicity, though. I mean, she was not in very many scenes this
yeah.
time. So,
and,
I mean,
and,
I kind of got spoiled from last
week. You brought up a good point. You brought up a good point. From last week to this week, it was a difference, a dramatic difference. But when they gave her that one line, like, make sure Oliver's safe, I'm like, okay, it's starting to sound a little cheesy. I know what they're going for.
It sounded horrible when she said that.
Yeah.
It's like, make sure Oliver's safe.
I kind of, like, cringed when I heard that.
Yeah. It was really weird. I noticed that.
Okay.
So, and I just wondered, I mean, if anybody else noticed that when we were talking about Katie Cassidy, at season one, when you look back, she looks really pretty. I mean, her face is full, and she looks like she lost a lot of weight. Is that just me, or
yes.
is it makeup?
No, you're right. Her face changed.
Yes, I mean, she looks very drawn in.
Yes. She has that, like, I'm hungry as hell look.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Well, she was drinking.
I
don't know.
If it's Hollywood makeup, can they really make her look that bad? Or do you think she
no.
actually lost a lot of weight?
No. No, and I don't know if this has anything to do with currently happening right now, but if you're a reader on TMZ, I saw something there that her dad and her mother have divorced.
Oh,
so
okay.
I don't know, maybe if that's
yeah.
you know involved with that, you know, because it's stressful for your parents to be divorced,
yeah.
and of course it was after his DUI, so that's
mm-hmm.
also another burden, you know, to carry. So we don't know. Maybe she's going through that, or maybe
yeah.
not. Maybe she just wants to lose more weight. So, but
well,
I did notice that as well.
Maybe she's getting into the role because she's supposed to be an alcoholic right now, and that's feel good. Well,
right.
lose weight.
Oh yeah, no, she's working that one good.
yeah, she does. So,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, Mary Beth. The floor is yours, ma'am.
I agree with Regina. She doesn't look real good. She doesn't look well at all. But it could be what she's trying to do for the show. But losing the weight is something that you can't, the makeup can't do anything about. It's something that happens.
No.
No. You accept that.
Yeah.
But she doesn't look good at all. So I hope, she's gone through some stuff I understand, but it's kind of hard. And she wasn't in this episode at all, so maybe she's got to get some her stuff together. And I miss Felicity again because I think she's a big part.
Yeah.
Her.
She needs more lines.
Yes, she does. She got a big part last week, and then they cut her down to practically nothing this week. That was quite a
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Mary Beth, I'm going to give you the opportunity one more time. Talk to the writers right now. Go.
I was your writing, your creative. Thank you very much.
Okay, see, she always backs down. Okay, I got you, Mary Beth. I got you. All right, Matt from Florida.
Well... since we're all talking about publicity, like that scene at the end last week after he saved her, like when she goes, I'm your girl, right? And it's kind of like showing, you know, her. I don't want to be kind of bad with two girls on the line when we were talking about it last week.
Yeah.
I've been seeing more and more publicity. I was so pleased to finally know Laurel, but I was shocked on how his mom said, I think it's time for you to leave. We're not going to be...
Yeah.
He's now slated
yeah.
to watch him. And he's going to get closer and closer to find more about Oliver's weak spot.
Yep.
It's
yep.
going to be getting
yeah.
very enough.
It is crazy. All right. Well, thank you, guys, for calling in. Thank you very much. This concludes our Arrow Talk podcast. Join us next week as it is a rerun week, so we will be just talking about that rerun and also any reruns from the past episodes that I've already aired. We could talk about those. It's kind of going to be like a big free-for-all. So if you guys have any conversations about the other episodes, join us next week, next Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Matt from Florida, give us your shout-out, sir.
Great show. I'm enjoying it. Keep rising up to the occasion. I'm Green Arrow. I'll be on the next podcast. But thank you. You guys know.
All right, Regina.
Well, I was glad that I was able to call in, and I'm going to try to do it again next week.
Awesome. Well, it was great to have you back, Regina.
Thank you.
All right, Joe from Krypton.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say that this is an awesome podcast. And we're having our premiere podcast, DCU Fanatics After Smallville Talk. And
awesome.
If you want to call in and chat with us, you want to call in and chat with us or just listen, the number is 347-989-0525.
Awesome. All right, Chris from Cador, the floor is yours, sir. Give us a shout-out.
Hey. Hi, welcome back, Regina. And I'm glad you called. And thanks, everybody, for calling in. And have a great night.
All right. And you're going to be on that DC podcast, right?
DCU Fanatic.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
I would have to start to get it. Try to memorize that. You guys change it every week. Okay. DCU Fanatics. How's that?
That's what it is.
All right. Cool. Talk to you guys later. Bye.